I would like to give three things that we need to have to be good intercessor. And the first one would be conviction. The second one, compassion. And the third one, consecration. Conviction comes from faith. If you don't believe anything, you won't have conviction for sure. So when we believe in God, we come out with conviction. Compassion comes from love. If you don't love, you don't have compassion. So, and consecration comes from hope. We have a living hope. We know where we're going. We know our eternity is secure in Christ. And having that hope should bring, have a desire in us to consecrate ourselves more. So, conviction, compassion, and consecration. Now, in a few minutes, I would like to look at someone who had that. Turn with me to Daniel chapter 6. We all know that chapter very well. But we know what happened. Daniel was known for something very important. Well, he was a man of God. But why was he a man of God? Because he was a man of prayer. And when they tried to find something wrong with him, well, they come up with something. It says in verse 4. Then the president, so Daniel chapter 6 and verse 4. Then the president and prison sought to find occasion against Daniel concerning the kingdom, but they could not find none occasion or fault, for as much as he was faithful, neither was there any error or fault found in him. So they couldn't find any fault in his life. So they says, well, we're going to do something. He's a man of prayer. We're going to forbid him to pray. And this is what they do. They go see the king and they make a petition that in 30 days, we read that in verse 7 and he said, and 8, he says, the counselor and the captain have consulted together to establish a royal statute and to make a firm decree that whosoever shall ask a petition for any god, of any god or man for 30 days save in thee, O king, shall be cast into the dens of lions. A little aside, dear one. You know the devil is like a roaring lion. And you want to throw us into the den of lions. But we have the Lord on our side. So, why did they came up with that device? Because they knew that he was a praying man. Now, what our enemies would say about us? Are we praying people? Besides what we're doing right now? But what I want to focus on in a few, couple of minutes left is what did Daniel do? Oh, I love that verse. Verse 10. Now when Daniel knew that the writing was signed, he went into his house, and his window being open in his chamber toward Jerusalem, he kneeled upon his knees 3 times a day and prayed and gave thanks before his God. And he did aforetime. The three C's is conviction. It made him bold to pray. Even if that decree was there, he kept on praying. That is what we call conviction. Whatever happened to us, our government can make a lot of new rules and new laws and all that. Are we going to stop praying? Whatever the decree? Well, Daniel was a man of conviction and he kept on praying, even with what was hanging upon him. His compassion. His window was turned toward Jerusalem. Jerusalem was in ruin. but he believed God, that God would do something. He loved the people of God, and he prayed for them. That was his compassion. His consecration, 3 times a day, he found time to pray. He would pray. Why? Because he knew God would answer prayer. He knew God would do something. Chapter 9 is a very good answer to his prayer as we read that beautiful, beautiful prayer. It's always interesting. You got Daniel 9, you got Ezra 9, and Nehemiah 9. All chapter 9 about prayer. Beautiful study to make. But what did he do? What did Daniel do? Well, he says that when he came, he knelt down, verse 10, 3 times a day and prayed. What did he do? He gave thanks to God. With all what was going on, you know, Daniel was my age. Well, I'm 72. Maybe he was older than that. But he was in his 70s. And I know at 70s, you think you're going to take it a bit more softly. No. The attack of the devil are always there, whatever our age. So he is there and he is giving thanks. When I would be giving thanks to God for having a decree forbidding me to pray, you know, if there was something happening like that, for a lot of Christians, wouldn't mean much. They don't pray much. Oh, may we be like Daniel, to be a man of conviction, of compassion, and of consecration. And I would like to close with, you know that, I won't sing, don't be afraid. Dare to be a Daniel. Oh, I like that. It says this, the last stanza. Oh, the gospel banner high, unto victory grand, Satan and his host defy, and shout for Daniel's band. Dare to be a Daniel, a man of prayer. Dare to stand alone in his own house, window open, what a testimony. Dare to stand alone, dare to have a purpose firm. He had a purpose, the glory of God. Dare to make it known. He wasn't afraid of his enemies. And verse 11, we read, then these men assembled and found Daniel praying and making supplication before his God. Now, if people would come and in our places to arrest us, would they find us praying? Well, I pray they would. May the Lord give us this encouragement to be man and woman of, first of all, conviction. Second, compassion. Thirdly, consecration for his glory's sake.